You're listening to the Intuitive Strength Podcast, and I'm your host, Bree Ogletree. I'm an online fitness coach teaching women how to use strength training and nutrition to build a body they love, but I'm also a strong believer in holistic wellness, which includes all aspects of your life. While this podcast is heavily focused on fitness and nutrition, we'll also dive into other topics that attribute to total wellness to include mental health, financial health, relationships, and stress management, to name a few. Thanks for tuning in, and I hope you enjoy the episode.
If you're listening to this audio on or before June 30th, 2023, this is just a heads up that my signature program, Lifting Confidence, is officially open for enrollment, but it's only open for a limited time until Friday, June 30th, 4:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is the most comprehensive fitness and nutrition program for women, period. It is a roadmap to helping you build confidence in the weight room or in your home gym if you prefer home workouts, getting stronger and mastering your nutrition with ease. You'll learn everything you need to know to slay your workouts, get stronger, and finally reach your fitness goals in a sustainable way. You can join Lifting Confidence by heading to iscoaching.fit/join to secure your spot today. Welcome back and happy Tuesday. I normally do a video on Tuesdays and do an audio on some Thursdays on the podcast, but because I'm promoting Lifting Confidence this week, a video just wasn't in the cards for me. So we're going to do a lifting mindset audio for this Tuesday. So this week, I really want to talk about the concept of time. Time is a huge factor or huge barrier that comes up for a lot of women when it comes to working on their fitness goals or making time for movement or prioritizing their nutrition. So we're going to address this today, and hopefully this episode will help you start to reframe how you think about time as it relates to working on your fitness goals. So the first thing that I want to say is we all have the time. I know some of us are definitely more busy than others. I speak to this a lot on my free workshop to help you create a fitness plan, but I knew it was important enough to bring it to the podcast. We all do have time, and we all can make the time for our fitness goals. I think the first thing that we need to ask is it a priority? And more specifically, is it a priority in the season of life or with our current life circumstances? Sometimes we really do want to work on our fitness goals, but the certain situation or the life stuff that's going on in our current season is preventing us from really committing to or making our fitness goals a priority. And that is totally fine, and that's totally okay. And there's still ways to incorporate movement, to incorporate fitness, and work towards our goals that fits into whatever's going on in our life. So, for example, if you're a new mom, right? You brought a new baby into the world. What your fitness program looks like may look very, and it's going to look very different from when you were in college in your 20s, right? Or in your early 20s, or just when you were in college in general, right? So you're entering a new season of your life, and that's growing and nurturing and raising a human. So your workout regimen, how you approach fitness, is going to be very different, not only because of the circumstance, but because if you have a newborn, your workouts themselves are going to look very different, right? Physiologically, we're just going to be doing things differently because we have just birthed the human, right? But there are still ways, even if our season of life or our life circumstances don't allow for the type of commitment that we are hoping for when it comes to our fitness goals, there's still ways to fit in fitness in all circumstances. The next thing that I want to say, or example that I want to give is if you're really busy. So if you're one of those people who works 2 to 3 jobs, right? I can understand it. It will be very tough for you to find time to exercise. We're going to talk about that too. We're going to talk about different ways that you can still incorporate movement. And there are definitely ways that you can still incorporate movement if you are a very busy person. I do want to offer you this simple exercise that I also talk about on my workshop. It's called a time audit. And all you're doing is just observing and analyzing the time that you do have and figuring out where the gaps are in your time, maybe where you're spending time, more time than you'd like to, and just finding those pockets of time, downtime, or time that you can redirect and focus on your fitness goals. So with the time audit, what you're going to do is you're going to take 3 to 7 days of your life, right? You're not going to change anything. All you're going to do is observe. So you're going to observe every activity that you do for 3 to 7 days. If you want to take it a step further, you can write down a time log, literally everything you do from the time you wake up until the time you go to sleep. Everything from getting dressed, taking a shower, brushing your teeth, eating breakfast, commuting to work, taking care of your kids or your family, every single thing that you do throughout the day. Just take a log for it for those 3 to 7 days. And after those 3 to 7 days are up, you're going to analyze, okay, where is my time going, right? And you're going to start to look for those gaps. If there is downtime, if you're noticing there is like an hour or two of downtime during certain times of the day, during certain days of the week, those we're going to start to ask if that could be time for you to move your body. If you're noticing that there's activities that you could be directing your time elsewhere, like for example, social media, I'm very guilty of getting lost in social media and just scrolling, right? If you're finding that there's pockets of time in your day where you're spending 30 minutes, an hour, maybe 2 hours, right? Scrolling social media or possibly watching Netflix. I'm guilty of both, but if you're finding that this is a recurring pattern in your schedule, could you possibly redirect some of that time to a dedicated workout, right? To working on your nutrition, to maybe preparing some healthy food. If you do this exercise and you are one of those busy people like I mentioned, and you're not finding much downtime within your schedule because maybe you do work 2 or 3 jobs, or maybe you work a shift, maybe you have shift work and your schedule's off, right? So you're sleeping when you are home. And any other time you're really just running errands, things like that. Are there ways that you can incorporate movement either at work, at your desk, during your breaks, right? Walking is a great example of this. Maybe doing some bodyweight exercises on your breaks or at your desk. If you're running errands, is there a way to incorporate a quick 30-minute workout when you're doing that, maybe before or right after? Now, if you are noticing pockets of time or are noticing areas where you could possibly redirect your time to your workouts or to maybe your nutrition, but you're not willing to, then we need to reevaluate your priorities, right? You're saying that your fitness is important to you. You're saying that you want to get your workouts in, you want to get movement in, or you want to focus on your nutrition. And you've identified when that could be possible for you, but you're unwilling to use that time to dedicate to it. That is a disconnect, my friend. So we need to figure out, maybe we need to readjust our priorities, or maybe we just need to restructure or think about what fitness looks like to us. Because we may have this ideal of what working out means or what working out is or what an effective workout is. And our current schedule within our current season doesn't allow for it, or we just can't prioritize in that way. So maybe it just needs to look different for you. So think about that as well. I think it's very important to be honest with ourselves and decide again what our priorities are, but also be more realistic about what that looks like in our current season of life, right? I am a strong believer that we should fit fitness into our current lifestyle and not the other way around. So we need to figure out a way to make fitness and nutrition work for our current lifestyle. And this is definitely a huge piece of the puzzle. So if you're one of those people who's finding it really tough to find time, hopefully this episode gave you a little bit of insight on how to start reframing or start thinking about time a little bit differently. And definitely utilize that time audit if you're really struggling to find the time to dedicate to your fitness. Because again, I do believe there is time for you. And the guest that I had on, former Lifting Confidence client, Susan Blue, that I had on last week, she spoke to this at the end of her episode as well. Episode 75, if you want to check it out. You definitely have the time. Just figure out when it is. Figure out that if this is actually a priority to you. Figure out what fitness looks like in your current lifestyle. So hopefully this episode was helpful to you. And let me know. Let me know what your plan is moving forward. Let me know if you had any aha moments as I was talking. I'd love to hear from you. And again, if you're listening to this on or before June 30th, 2023, Lifting Confidence is open for enrollment until June 30th. And I'm going to teach you exactly how to combat time when it comes to getting ineffective workouts in that program. So if you're interested in that, you can head to iscoaching.fit/join to book your spot today. And I will talk to you in the next one. Bye.